Okay, good morning. I want to present a few ideas, disparate ideas on the sugya, the famous sugya Masechta Pesach Shabbos Hillel, and that of Aleph Mabez Masechta Shabbos regarding Hanukkah. And then at the end, hopefully, a little hashkafa as well. So the Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan Mitzvah Hanukkah, if you have the Gemara, please open it out. If you have a Rambam near you, please also have that handy. The Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan Mitzvah Hanukkah near you should be so. The Gemara says there are three tiers to the development of Neros Hanukkah. Tier number one, what's the Ikra Mitzvah? Please shout it out. Neros Beis, which means one candle per household. Okay, then Mahadrin, level number one is what? What is Mahadrin? One per person per household. So you have four people in the house. It's a six night of Hanukkah. How many candles will you light?
Four
candles. Okay, good. And then you have Mahadrin and Mahadrin, which the Gemara tells us is subject to Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What's that Machlokas Beis Hillel says you do what? You go up per night. And Beis Shammai says,
no.
You go down. The Gemara then says, my time is the Beis Shammai, my time is the Beis Hillel. And the Gemara cites two reasons for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What are the two reasons for Beis Shammai? What are the two reasons for Beis Shammai? Kevin? How many lights are left? How many days of kind of left? So you go down, that's reason number one. What's reason number two?
You go down to the Kabbalah.
Because you look at the Kabbalah of Sukkot, Kareyachag, they went down the Kabbalah 13, 12 and down. So too, that's the pattern over here. And Beis Hillel cites two reasons as well, aside from Beis Hillel, that you go up.
You don't take away from Kedusha.
Josh, what?
You don't take away from Kedusha.
First reason first.
How many nights
have passed? So you go up on the eighth night. You light eight. That represents eight nights. You've done eight nights. And Josh, what's the other reason? Malin Bakodes Veinoridin. You don't denigrate from Kedusha. You add to Kedusha, so you go up. Excellent. Okay. So step number one, I just want to explore with you is you have two reasons for the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Reason number one is it connected Yom HaNeknasin or connected Yom HaYotzin? Reason number two is Rabbi Shammai says Pariachag, you go down. Beis Hillel says you go up. Malan Bakos Veimoridin. Is there any Nafka Mina LaHalacha between those two reasons? And there's a well-known Beis Halevi Al HaTorah, which after Sefer Bereishis has some Chidushim on Chanukah. And he suggests a number of nafka mina, differences la halacha, whether you follow the first explanation machlokes, yom ha-nechnas, yom ha-yotzin, or you follow the second explanation, which is keneged pari achad, go down, or malin bakod shei marid, and Beis Hillel, you go up. Any thoughts? Nafka mina, I'll give you a hint. It's the sixth night of Chanukah. And you have only five candles. What should you do? Jono? There's two reasons, two explanations for Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Up, down, Yom Nachnasin, Yom Yotzin. Goes by days that have passed, one way or another. Or Malan Bakodesh versus Parei Hachad. Adam, you got something, Adam? Six night of Hanukkah, you have how many candles? Five, four, you have five candles. What should you do? Let's start with, if you hold my focus is, Yom HaNeknasin, Yom HaYotzin, how many candles should you light? Why is the only person in the house? Six nights, five candles, Jacob Lieber.
So you have to light one each night, and then one the next night.
Forget the next night. Don't worry about the next night. Next night you'll have candles. The fifth night, sixth night, you have five candles. What should you do tonight? Forget tomorrow night.
Cut
them in
half. Light four.
Don't be difficult. Razi.
Light one.
According, if the issue is Yom HaNeknasin Yom HaYotzin, what's the idea of Yom HaNeknasin Yom HaYotzin? You want to know? what night of Chanukah is. By lighting five candles, you're not accomplishing any knowledge of what night of Chanukah is. Therefore, you should go ahead and light one candle. You've lost any opportunity of this Mahajim and a Mahajim. But if you assume, for example, Beis Hillel says, Malim Bakodesh Vein Moridin, so how many should you light tonight? What? You should light five candles. You still have... You're not going down. Don't go down to one, because that's Moridin. So you still go ahead and light five candles. That is a suggestion that is made by the Beis Halevi. And Nafkamina, which of these two reasons do you use? What?
If you had four candles, you'd also go with one?
So you still might go down to four, because it's still less of a horada than going down to one. I don't know. Good question. Yes?
If you're going to go, you said that you can't go down in Kedusha.
They still said that.
They still said, then why? Then you shouldn't let them do that at all. Because then you're going down to five. So going down.
It's the same.
Not going down. If you like five, not going down.
You are going down.
Last night you went to five. Tonight you're lighting five.
You're supposed to be sick. You're going down.
You're not going down. No, it means going down relative to what you've been doing in the past. If you go Beis Shammah, you're going down every night. Okay. Another, perhaps, application is let us discuss the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos.
But that afternoon also doesn't apply if you go by Beis Shammah.
If you go by Beit Shammai, no, it could be, if you go by Beit Shammai, Keneged Pare HaChag, if he holds Keneged Pare HaChag, you should go down. So you, there still might be a... Okay, could be. I don't know, could cut either way. I could go either way. Okay. What's Machlokas Tosfos and Beit Shammai and the Rambam regarding Mahajin Mina Mahajin? What's my focus? Rambam and Beit and Tosfos regarding Mahajim and Mahajim. Okay, Tala Tosfos Shita is Mahajim and Mahajim. It's the fourth night of Chanukah, and you have three members in the house. According to Tosfos, how many candles do you light?
Hello.
Anybody?
Hello.
Josh.
Four. One. The whole household.
You light how many? Four.
Yeah.
Fourth night of candle, people in the house light four.
Yeah, one.
And what does the Rambam say?
I was supposed to light
16.
How many people are in the house?
Three.
You have three people in the house, fourth night. How many, according to the Rambam, Mahajan and Mahajan is cumulative. It builds on Mahajan. Mahajan is one candle per person. Mahajan and Mahajan is cumulate on that per night. And therefore, total of 12 candles. The what? Tosa says you do not accumulate. Rather, you go ahead and Mahajim and Mahajim goes back to level 1, and therefore, you don't go ahead and accumulate per person in the house, but rather per night of Hanukkah. What is Tosa's rationale? Why not go ahead and multiply, go 12? What's Tosa's rationale? Mr. Lieber?
You missed the point then. If you have four candles, then the whole point is going to one each day so you know what day it is.
What's Tosfos' point of knowing what night Chanukah is? What's the point of Tosfos' Mahajim and Mahajim? Sorry. It's to know what night of Chanukah is. And therefore, if I go ahead and light 12 candles, so what night of Chanukah is? Because is it?
12th night.
It could be the first, it's not going to be the 12th night. It could be the first night, second night, third night, fourth night, sixth night. It could be any one of those nights, depending on how many people in the house. And Tosfos says you have to know what night of Chanukah is. Apparently, is the Rambam concerned about knowing what night of Chanukah is? No. His Mahajim and Mahajim, at least as explained by many, is Rigui Neiros. Have a lot of ore in the house, and therefore you'll do it in that fashion. Does this Machlokes link into the reasons for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Who would seem to care a great deal? Which explanation of Shabbat still cares a lot about knowing what night of Hanukkah is? Tosfos cares a lot about knowing what night of Hanukkah is, and therefore the focus is on Yom HaNichnasim, Yom HaYotzim. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree It matters to know what night of Hanukkah. The only issue is whether you're going up or whether you're going down. But they care a lot about knowing what night of Hanukkah is. The Bir HaGror writes in Shulchan Aruch, he thinks maybe the Machlokes Beishamai, the Rambam and Tosfos, links into the two reasons for the Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. If you hold Yom HaNechmas Yom HaYotz, that's Tosfos, you care very much what night of Hanukkah is. That's the hiddur, to know what night of Hanukkah is. According to the Rambam, you might not be as concerned Yom HaNechmas Yom HaYotz, it might be the other factor. And again, some even suggest, you know what? Really, all Tosfos cares about Yom HaNechmas Yom HaYotz. It's about what know what night of Hanukkah is. That is the Ika, that is the essential, critical aspect of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. And now you have two options. Really, the main reason Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is Yom HaNechmas Yom HaYotz. And really, you do have two options in front of you. And the second explanation for the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Keneged Pari HaChag, or what? Or Malam Bakodesh is just to tell you, should you go ahead and figure out what night of Hanukkah is in the base Hillel fashion? Hey, Malam Bakodesh sends you in that direction, or do you go in the Beis Shammai fashion, and that would link you into Pari HaChag. A very aside point I just want to develop for 4 minutes. What is the connection, if any? Beis Shammai says out of nowhere, Keneged Pari HaChag. Somehow, in Sukkot, when they brought Karbanos, they went down 13, 12, 11, 10. So therefore, that's a model. We'll do that on Hanukkah as well. We'll go down. Ma'inyan Shemitah Esau Har Sinai. What does Sukkot and the Karbanos that are brought on Sukkot have to do with Hanukkah? It seems totally out of left field. What exactly is the relevance, the connection between the Pari HaChag of Chag HaSukkos and going down in Hanukkah? Is there any linkage whatsoever? This is a very hard question, I think. Very hard question. Yeah. Michael, you have an answer to this very hard question. Karbanos, Hanukkah. Okay. Mikado. Fair. Fair. Good answer. Any other ideas? Now, let me show you a thought, but it's going to require you to really, really hulk up. Really, really hulk up, okay? You ready, Avi? Stay with me. Okay? Avi, stay with me. Actually, you want to stay with me? Come. Come on. Stay with me. Avi's going to help us out. You ready? You ready? It's okay. Avi, stay with me. You ready? No, I'm not going to ask you to read. But I'm going to ask you to follow me really, really well. And I'm going to ask you questions. Okay, Avi? Okay, excellent. The Gemara here on Da'chav Beis and Beis has the following machlokas. You have the Friday night. You're going to light candles Friday night. And you're going to use this giant torch, what we call an ashashas, a huge torch. And it's dolekes, the holekes kolayo. It's being lit the day before. It's going 25 hours. Okay, and you want to use this as your Hanukkah licht the next night. You with me?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what do you do?
So
you with me?
Yeah.
What do you do? So the Gemara has machlokes. What's the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah? Hadlaka osa mitzvah? Lighting the candles? Or hanacha osa mitzvah? Just placing the candles.
Okay.
Just place them in place. Okay? If you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, you have to light the candle. What do you think you have to do in this case?
You have to light it?
You have to light the candles. What do you think you have to do?
Then you can't use those lights.
So what do you have to do?
You have to relight them.
Right. So you have to extinguish and relight for tonight.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Everyone with Avi?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to have them in place. After all, it's presuming these, who cares about the lighting, just have them in place.
And you can use them.
Then you can use them.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to just like pick them up and put them back down again for tonight.
Yeah.
Right? Fair?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this. Did he do well? Does anyone disagree with Avi? Excellent. Excellent. You make the bracha, pick it up, put it down, you're good to go. So we paskin. How do we paskin? Hanacha or hadlakim? We pass the Hadlaka. Listen to the Gemara. You ready? So he says, Ashashit Shaisa Dolekas Dolekas Kohayam Kulo. It's lit for 24 hours. Lamotze Shabbos Mechaber Umadlika. You have to extinguish and you have to relight. Who does that go according to? Hadlaka or Hanachos HaMitzvah? Hadlakos HaMitzvah. Avi, super superlative. Now he says, the Gemara says like this, Iyamrish Bishlema Hadlakos HaMitzvah. If you hold Hadlakos HaMitzvah, the lighting is the mitzvah. Shapir, makes sense. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Ela Iyamrish Hanachos HaMitzvah. But if the mitzvah was Hanacha,
it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. What would you have to do in such a case?
For Hanacha?
If you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah?
Place it. And then pick it up and then put it down.
Pick it up and put it down. Right?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does everyone agree to Avi Baron?
Yes.
So look what the Gemara says. If you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, you know what you have to do? Hai Mechaber, extinguish. Umadlika, light. I'm sorry. Hai mechabu madlika. You should extinguish and relight. You don't need to do that. What do you need to do?
Pick it up.
Pick it up and put it down. That's what I said. No, this is what you have to do. Mechabe.
What?
Mechabe. What does that mean? Extinguish. Umadbia.
Pick it up.
Pick it up. Umanicha. Put it down. Umadlika. And relight. Does that make any sense?
For Hanacha?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What should you have to do?
Not relight.
Pick it up and put it down. Big problem. Big problem. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Who is sensitive to the problem? Tosis. And therefore Tosis says, you know what we're talking about? You can sit down, Avi. Great job. Big applause for Avi Baron. Tosis says, Avi, what was this lit for? What night are we talking about? When did this all happen? When it says Mose Shabbos. Ah, that's the key. So says Tosis, when was this really lit for? What were these candles lit for? They were lit the night before. For what purpose? For Neros Shabbos. They were lit for Neros Shabbos. You know what? You know what the Gemara is telling you? Ah, you have candles lit for Neros Shabbos at 24-hour, 5-hour lights. Even if you hold on Achos HaMitzvah, so what do you have to do? You have to extinguish them. Why? New? Why? Because they have to be lit L'Shem, Neros, Chanukah, not L'Shem, Neros Shabbos. So if you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah, you have to extinguish, yes, because you have to get rid of Neros Shabbos, pick up, put down L'Shem Hanachos HaMitzvah, and relight L'Shem Neros, Chanukah. Does that make sense, Avi?
Yes.
Perfect sense. Problem is, Rashi says something unbelievable. You know why he lit these candles beforehand? For Neros Chanukah. He said they were lit for Neros Chanukah. You have to extinguish them, pick them up, put it down, and relight them on Saturday night. When Friday afternoon they were lit for Neros Chanukah. Does that make any sense, Ali Ben? It's really difficult. So how many questions do we have? Number one, we have, what's this connection to Pareha? Pareha? Achad. Why does Beis Shammai link it into Pareha? Question number two is, what's the pshat in Rashi who says Hanachos HaMitzvah means that the extinguish and relight, even when it will lit for what? For Neros Chanukah on Friday afternoon. What sense does that make? Gabi, Adam Marco, please join me. Adam Marco says a chiddush. Says a chiddush. Adam says a chiddush. What's the chiddush? How many nights of Chanukah are there?
Eight.
Eight nights. Is this a one-day chag of 8 days?
No.
Or is it eight separate and distinct days of one-day chag? What do you see?
The latter.
The latter?
Yes.
Right. Excellent. So Adam says very good. Is that there's no fundamental difference between lighting for Shabbos and lighting for Neros Chanukah versus lighting for the third night or the fourth night. Why? Because the fourth night is what? Is a fundamentally different night of Chanukah. And therefore needs its own separate and distinct Hadlaka L'Shem what? the fourth night of Chanukah. And therefore, the old Anachos HaMitzvah, you have to do what? You have to extinguish and rekindle. Adam Marco. Great. Superb. Where do we see this idea perhaps somewhere else? How many days of full Hallel are there on Chag HaPesach? Well, we live in Israel, boys. One. Every other day is what? Is a Chatzi Hallel. What about on Sukkot? How many days of full Hallel are there?
One.
Full Hallel on Sukkot. Is it one or is it every day, Jonathan Briggs? What?
I don't want to answer wrong.
So go ahead, give me the answer.
Every day?
Every day is full Hallel?
No, one.
One? Jonathan, would you like a lifeline?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ask someone, anyone you want.
Below.
Every day.
Every day is separate full Hallel. Oh. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
John, is that your final answer? Okay, you're correct. Every single day is full Hallel. So the Gemara Sechas Erchin wants to know, why is it that every day of Sukkot you say a separate Hallel, separate full Hallel, and when it comes to Chag HaPesach, it's only one day and the rest is just a Chatzi Hallel. What's the split? What's the distinction, says the Gemara Maseches Erchin. Ravelli? There's a fundamental difference when it comes to Pesach. Every single day of Pesach is the same carbon. It's the same exact yontif as it was yesterday. And therefore, only one day of Hallel, because every single day is the same as yesterday. There's no chidush when it comes to Pesach, and therefore one Hallel. When it comes to Sukkot, it's the karbonos, chalukin bekarbonos seyeh. And therefore, every single day of Yom Tov Sukkot is what? Is what? Is a fundamentally different day than yesterday. And therefore, since every single day is different, every single day is a separate Yom Tov, and you have to say a full Hallel every single day. Perhaps. What message is Beis Shammai transmitting to us when he says, you go down on Hanukkah keneged Pari Achad? Stam, you pick one mitzvah, they go down. Is it Stam or is there a deeper idea? What's the deeper idea? Is that just like Sukkot, every single day is a separate yontif and needs to be reflected as such by, it's reflected as such by the Karbanos and certainly by Hallel. So there's a unique hischadshus when it comes to Purim, when it comes to Hanukkah as well. Every single day is unique, is different, therefore a different number of candles, and you go down just like you do by Pari Achad. You want to hear something unbelievable? Of course you do. Listen to this Gemara. The Bazer, listen to this Gemara. The Gemara is found on the bottom on Daf Chav Gimel. How many brachas did we say last night? We said three brachas last night. Three brachas. How many are you going to say tonight? Only two. Which one are we subtracting? Don't answer. Don't answer. The Gemara said, Mikan ba'elach after the first night, b'bar shtai. Only wait, say two brachas. Mai m'mait. Which one do you subtract? So the Gemara says, m'mait z'man. You subtract Shechiyan. Gemara says, V'nimot neis. Wow. Maybe you should subtract what? Sha'asa nisin. And say what? And say Shechiyanu every single night? Well, that's strange. Nimot neis. The Gemara answers, neis kol yoma isa. There's a neis every single night, so you're not going to subtract nays, you're going to go ahead and subtract the Shechiyam. Now, do you see this Havamina? The Havamina was to subtract nays and to do what? Say Shechiyam every single night. How can you say every Shechiyam every night? How could that possibly be? The answer is every single night is his conscience, is a nucha. And the truth is, therefore, if we're going to subtract one, you just as well subtract nays. Ah, but since the newness is a function of the nace, So we're going to say the bracha of Shas Anis and subtract Shechin. But in principle, you could just as well, says the Gemara, subtract Shechin Yonu, corroborating idea. And I want to tell you something very unbelievable. Very, very unbelievable. Oh, Hannah, you with me? Do we pass like Beis Shammai? No. Do we pass in Hadlachos and Mitzvah? Sorry. Do we pass in Beis Shammai? No. Do we pass in Hadlachos and Mitzvah? No. Do we pass in like this Havamina that you should say Shachiyana every single night of Hanukkah? The answer is no on all of them. We don't pass like any of them. Is our Yisod that every single night of Hanukkah has a new status of Nes and a new status of Yontif, a new Chag, is that true? It has to be true. Why is that true? Because what are we going to be saying every single morning? We're going to be saying what every single morning? A full Hallel, reflecting that it's a separate and distinct Yontif from yesterday. If it was the same Yontif, then you do what? You say the same Hallel every single day, Chatzi Hallel. So that's why people say, why are we learning Gemara? Why learn all the Havaminas, why spend time on Havaminas and Shikra and Pasnak and so forth? The answer is, because when you dig underneath and you see the lumbus and the idea of the Svara, even for the Shitas that are rejected, you still come out with the Yisod that's going to be very relevant and for how we live. And again, this, I think, reflects that in a very, very beautiful way. Mikey!
Excellent. Of
course, every single day is a new day.
Yeah, but the lights themselves, nothing changed. But the Kavanas themselves, after the
first of all, again, go back to Beis Shammai's Hill. You're lighting the same amount of candles every single night?
No, that's because
we... That's reflecting what? That's reflecting what? What's that reflecting? What's that reflecting? No, not just the night. It's a new night. It's reflecting the newness of tonight. It was the same exact thing. I like what?
It never changed. The Kavanas changed. It's a fundamental difference.
What happened? Changed. It went down a number. It changed a number.
And it's different Kavanas every day.
Different in number.
But by us, it's different.
Different in number. What's happening over here?
It's the Kavanas, not the lights.
I don't see what the difference is. We'll talk afterwards. Okay. Okay, we all know that there's a mitzvah, big deal of mahadrim and a mahadrin when it comes to Hanukkah. Something every single Jewish family, they like mahadrim and mahadrin. No one does the ikra mitzvah. The question is the mahadrim and mahadrin of Hanukkah part of the regular din of mahadrim and mahadrin you have in any mitzvah? Do we have mahadrim in all mitzvahs? Is the idea of hidden mitzvah in all mitzvahs? Zekeh levan beyu. Have yourself a sukkah na'eh, a lulav na'eh, his na'eh lefan of the mitzvahs we have. We always do mitzvahs, try to do mitzvahs in a beautiful fashion. Is this mitzvah hider by Hanukkah the regular plain vanilla? Zekeh levan beyu you have in Kol HaTorah Kula? Or is this something special and unique when it comes to Ner Hanukkah? So if you have your Gemara Shabbos, a handout, you pull it out for a sec. And take over Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel is in the margin. And Rabbeinu Hananel cites this machlok, and he writes, Perish HaMahadrin Mahadre Mitzvos. Kedamim Baba Kamadat Tesma Beis Lehidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvos. The Rabbeinu Hananel cites Kedamim Baba Kamadat Tes, which tells us the source for the mitzvah of Hidr Mitzvah, and he links our sugya to the sugya Baba Kama, suggesting what? Suggesting what? It's the regular Hidr Mitzvah. Maybe you have to spend more than you would otherwise normally spend. How much we spend on Hidr Mitzvah? What's the max? Shlish, quarter. Here we're spending actually over 300% when you do all the math, but in principle, says the Rabbi Hananel, this is Hidr Mitzvah Kol HaTorah. I want to show you a stunning, stunning view. Stunning, stunning view. What did Rabbi Hananel write? Mahadre Mitzvos. What does Rashi write? The Hamahadrin Achar. What's the next word? Hamitzvos. You light one candle per night per household. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says, Kama Neros Umadlik Mitzvosa Shikobais Bais Madlik Nerecha Ben Shalanshi Abais Merub Mitchell Havala Adam Acher The Hamahadir. Holy smokes. My dick is. It's fine. Can't read well. The Hamahadir, says the Rambam, Es Hamitzvah Madlikin Neros Kaminyan Anshe Habais. What does Rambam say? Hamahadir Esa? Mitzvah. What did Rashi write? Hamahadrin Esa? Esa Mitzvot. What did Rabbi Nachman write? Hamahadre Mitzvot. What might we extrapolate from that little change in one letter from a tough mitzvot to a hey mitzvah? Nope. Is this Mahadrin, is this Hidr Mitzvah Kol HaTorah Kula? Or is it local, something special and unique to Chanukah? Mahadrin is a mitzvah. Someone wants to be Mahadir, this mitzvah. Not a general Klaliyistika thing, but Neros Chanukah, this is how you'll do it. Who makes this deal, advisor?
Not me.
Not me either. It's Rabbi Tzal Zolti. In the Mishnah's Yavetz, makes his dig, and based on his dig, wants to suggest that when it comes to Rashi and Rabbi Nachman, this is Kol HaTorah Kula, the Kelev Yam Beit. When it comes to the Shitas HaRambam, this is internal into Neros Chanukah, this unique hiddur built into the midst of Neros Chanukah. And we'll explore this a little bit deeper straight away. Get my notes. Rabosa. Zekele Banbeu. Can someone tell me an example of Zekele Banbeu? Kol HaTorah Kula? Kol HaTorah Kula, Zekele Banbeu. What's it? This is my Lord. Let me adorn him. Zekele Banbeu. What's the idea of Zekele Banbeu? To take an object of mitzvah and do it in the most beautiful fashion possible. To have very, very beautiful esrogim and lulavim and sukkahs and tzitzis. Beautiful mitzvahs. Beautiful, beautiful mitzvahs. What are we doing over here in Chanukah? Are we beautifying the mitzvah? Is that what's happening over here in Chanukah? What are we doing? We're what? What? We're not just beautifying the mitzvah. We are... If I had a nice, use olive oil. Use a beautiful menorah. That's consistent with Kol HaTorah Kula, Zekele Banbeu. But to go ahead and do the mitzvah by multiplying neros, and more neros, reflecting this and reflecting that, that's already seems to be very, very different from...
What was that?
Huh? Not it? About Tosif? Okay. Okay. As much as it will about post. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, so let me keep it moving. And just tie this in. We'll end with a flourish, a quick flourish. Rabosai, there's a very, very famous Brisker Rav. Everyone cites the Brisker Rav, learns the Brisker Rav, has problems with the Brisker Rav. And I'm going to just quickly say over to you the Brisker Rav. It's a beautiful Brisker Rav, but definitely needs some discussion. The Brisker Rav suggests, what if you look at the Rambam very, very carefully, the Rambam says, Rav Levi, very carefully, how many lights do you light? If you have five people in the house on the sixth night of Hanukkah, how many candles are lit?
Oh.
Yeah! 30. Correct! 30. Excellent. Tyson says in that same scenario, fifth night of Hanukkah, six people in the house, how many get lit?
Five.
Fifth night of Hanukkah, six people in the house?
Five.
Sixth night of Hanukkah, five people in the house? Six. The Rambam says? 30. Fine. We're going to work on the Rambam right. If you look at the Rambam very, very, very carefully, Jonathan Bricks. What does he say? He says, Hamahadr es HaMitzvah. Singular. What does he do? He lights?
He lights 30 by himself.
30 by himself. Not like what?
Like,
every guy gets his own menorah.
Like the Ramah, where it says like.
Good. The Ramah disagrees. And Ramah says, what do?
Each person lights
his own candles, his own menorah, and so forth. Jonathan, you want to come forward? Sure you do. Come on down.
Look
at the shoes.
Following Eliyahu.
You should follow him. Oh, yeah. You should follow him by staying shana bed. Okay. Okay, Jonathan, you ready? Okay. What does Ramah say?
Ramah says if there's five people in the sixth line or six people.
Whatever,
that each person would like to know.
Each person likes their own. Ramah says?
Ramah says that one person lights.
Okay, so what's the Ramah really doing? What's he really, really doing?
He's defining, maybe?
What's he doing? What's the relationship? What's he doing with the Rambam and with Tosfos?
Combining them.
He's combining them. How's he combining them?
By saying that instead of one person lighting for all.
Which means you'd have what?
Lights their own.
You have this giant menorah of 30. Yeah. You have no clue what night of Hanukkah it is. So what's he saying you should do?
He's saying that you should. Each person should have their own.
Everyone has their own menorah.
And
therefore, what are you accomplishing?
You're accomplishing one person.
You're accomplishing the Rambam Shita that what?
That you need a light for every night.
Exactly, per person per night. But you're also accomplishing
The Tosfos.
That what?
That one person has to light for what night it is.
So everyone has their own menorah, and therefore, when you go ahead and look at that windowsill, what do you see?
All that.
You see a lot of Neros, but you also know.
You also know what night.
What night of Hanukkah? Yeah. So you're accomplishing the Ramah is fusing the Shitas HaRambam with the Shita of the Balei HaTosfos, and thereby you get the best of all worlds. If you are, of course, an Ashkenaz. If you're a Sephardi, what do? The Shulchan Aruch follows the position of the Balei HaTosfos, one menorah for the entire household. Excellent. Great. Now. Okay, watch this. So the Brisker Rav, in a very, very famous piece, says this Machlokas Ramah and Rambam ties in to another Machlokas Ramah and Rambam regarding Bris Mila. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, cited in the Rambam Hilchos Mila and cited by the Ramah and Hilchos Bris Mila and Yaradeya, has the following discussion. You have a Bris Mila. Person's doing a bris milah, and there's a din, you have to cut all these strands of skin. You got most of them. You didn't get all of them. There are certain strands of skin that are ma'akev es hamilah. If you don't cut them, it's not a milah. There are other strands of skin which are a hidur. You don't want to have the kid walking around the rest of his life with a non-beautiful bris milah. And therefore there's a hidur mitzvah to cut off all the strands, even those that are not ma'akev es hamilah. Now there's Eliyahu. Be a good example to the young ones, please. A good example to the young ones. Thank you very much. Okay, so the Brisker Rav says, if you look at the Gemara says clearly that if you're involved in the Bris Milah, you finish, and you cut the strands, even those that are just hither. You don't want to leave the baby with an incomplete meal. But if Piresh, if the Moa withdrew, put away the knife, started going on his way, and then you realize that the baby has not, it still has these seats in, do you go back and fix the Bris Milah? Are you allowed to go back and fix the meal? The Gemara says, Piresh! What? I'm saying like this on purpose. Piresh! Eino chozer. You don't go back. You don't go back. If you look at Rashi on the Gemara, Rashi says very clearly, what day of the week are we talking about? What day of the week are we talking about that you can't go back? So Rashi says we're talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is the problem. Because if you left it, is Mila Docha Shabbos? Of course, Mila Docha Shabbos. So if you left the Bris Mila, you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. But once you, and if you're still doing the Bris Mila, so finish up, you're all saying a mitzvah that is Docha Shabbos. But if you left the Bris Mila, are you allowed to go back and be Mechal Shabbos, wounded child, for a heder? Says Rashi, nothing doing. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. And therefore, what do? You can't do it on Shabbos. Can you do it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, lechol, you can do it on Sunday. The only problem is a Shabbos problem. When you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam is very clear. You read carefully. The Rambam omits one crucial word in presenting the Gemara. Which crucial word does the Rambam omit? He omits the word Shabbos. He doesn't say the word Shabbos. Which means the Rambam understood this halacha even on a Tuesday. If you're Polish, if you're Polish from the Mila on a Tuesday, can you go back and cover the tzitzin she'en on ma'aknes amila? Can you go back to the and fix the Mila up? The Rambam would seem to say you can't. Why not? What's the problem? L'chora. So you're just wounding a child for the purpose of mitzvah, for bris mila? No, the bris mila you already yotze. For hither? Who says you can do that? Who says you can go ahead and do it? Machlokes, Rambam, and Rashi. And the Ramah follows Rashi, whether you can be chozer on tzitzin, these strands, she'enam ma'afines amila. She'enam ma'afines amila during the week. According to Rashi, Ramah, can you? Yes. According to the Rambam, l'chora,
no.
You cannot. Says the Brisker Rav, this machlokes Ramah and Rambam by Hanukkah. Let's remind ourselves, who lights the Neros? According to Ramah, every single person. According to the Rambam, one person lights all the Neros. What's machlokes by Bris Mila? According to the Rambam, during the week, can you go back to the Bris Mila to fix it up?
No.
No. According to Rashi and the Ramah, can you?
Yes.
Yes. What's the linkage? Do these machlokes have anything to do with each other?
Yes.
So the Bris Rav says as follows. It's an issue in how you understand hider mitzvah. How do you deal with hider mitzvah? Says the Bris Rav, the Grizz, Rav Yitzhak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University's uncle. His father's brother, Rav Shiva in Yerushalayim, says as follows. Does hider have to be tied, linked, merged into the Ikar HaMitzvah, or can hider mitzvah be standalone, separate, and distinct from Ikar HaMitzvah? Can you have hider divorced from Ikar HaMitzvah? The Rambam says, who must light all the candles? Who must light all the candles? The person lights the first candle. What's the Ikar HaMitzvah by Hanukkah? The first candle. So who must light all the candles, says the Rambam? The person who's doing the Ikar has to light all the candles. You can't have bifurcation of the Hidur from the Ikar HaMitzvah. Says the Rambam, is there any meaning, any value? You did a Bris Mila on Tuesday. Oh, you forgot these seats and you're a Poresh. Come back on Wednesday and fix up the meal. Is there an idea of Hidur that is separate and divorced from the Ikar HaMitzvah? Says the Rambam, nothing to do. The Rambam maintains, no. You can go ahead and be yotzei the mitzvah, and there can be value even in hidur after the mitzvah has been complete. And therefore, even if you're poresh on Wednesday, can you go back to the meal on Thursday according to the Ramah? Yes. Can other people do the hidur who didn't do the ikar mitzvah, says the Ramah? Yes. That's the position of the Ramah. Let me just ask a question of you that my Rebbe asked every time he presented this machlokes, and let's make sure we have it down. Here's the case. It's Sukkos. You have in front of you two esrogim. One of them is drop dead gorgeous. It's a Mahajim and Mahajim, beautiful, beautiful Esther. The only problem is, it might be not kosher. It might be an Esther of Orla. You're not sure, but it's a beautiful Esther, but it might not be kosher. And then you have another Esther, which is very, very average in its look. Not Mahudar, but it is Vadai kosher. And what you're going to do is you're going to make a bracha, and you're going to go ahead and take the lulav and shake both esrogim, one after the other. Which one, which esrog, should you take first? Adamarko. Why not take the other one first? So what? No. You're going to make a bracha and shake them both. So I don't know where that bracha might come.
So you make a bracha on the kosher one.
I'm making this bracha is going to go on both. I'm going to do one right after the other. It's going to be working on both. Which one should I pick? The Vadai kosher, not nice, and then take the other one? Or the beautiful one that might be kosher, might not? I'm going to take the kosher one anyway. I'm going to be yotzei mitzvah. Just ask me which one should I do first.
Do the one that's
actually kosher. Why? Because, like, Hanukkah, the first candle is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
So the first action has to be kosher, so it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah!
Why? Is there value in taking the Mahudar Safek Kosher after the hitter? Is there value after the kosher? Is there value in that? Is anything being accomplished? If you hold that the hitter has to be what? Melded, fused into the Ikra Mitzvah. Whose sheet is that? No, that's not the Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. Then which one do you have to take first?
The beautiful one.
You have to take the beautiful one first. Because if you take the other one first, then what are you doing? You have no hinder. You have no chance for hinder. Because you can't do hinder after the mitzvah's over. It has to be melded in. So which one do you have to take? You have to take the Mahudar Safek Kosher. And then if you nailed it, you hit a grand slam. If you didn't nail it, so you're going to do the kosher one afterwards. Doesn't make a difference. You have to do that one first, according to the Rambam. According to Rambam, it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't make a difference which one you do first, because you can go ahead and bifurcate the hitter from the Ikra Mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, you definitely have to take the Safek Kosher one first.
You lose on the siyasa.
I want to get to the concept. I want to don't bother me on the. You're doing the mitzvahs one after the other. It's don't. That's not okay. Vayter, Ravosai, Vayter. Now the grizz. What he does by putting these two sugars together, Prismila and Hanukkah together, he's clearly taking a position. Is the mitzvah of Hidur by Hanukkah a uniquely Hanukkah idea, or is this the Hidur of Kol HaTorah Kula Zekeli Anbeir? What's he saying? It's Kol HaTorah Kula Zekeli Anbeir, and therefore he's melding together Hidur of Bris Milah to Hidur of Hanukkah. When you take a look at the Rambam very carefully, however, the Rambam seems to indicate, and many therefore take a little bit of issue with this Mahalach, it indicates, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is one per household. Then he says, Hamahadras HaMitzvah, as I pointed out, result is dear. Hamahadras HaMitzvah means you have to do what? It's local to Hanukkah. And then he says, Hamahadr Yoter Alzeh, the Oseh Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. And his lashon is, you're doing a Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Not Hidur, not Zekeli, but what does Mitzvah Min HaMufchar mean? You're doing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the first Chanukah, the mitzvah, in the ideal fashion. How do you do the mitzvah, the Ikar mitzvah, Ner Chanukah in the ideal fashion? You do so with the multiplicity of nails. That's how you fulfill the Ikar mitzvah in the ideal fashion. In light of the foregoing, just very, very quickly, is a very, very fascinating machlokes Not in my focus. We have an ani, totally poor, no money whatsoever. Does he have to light Neros Chanukah?
No.
Afilu ani has to borrow, has to sell the shirt off his back to light Neros Chanukah. Fifth night of Chanukah, an ani. How many candles do you light? There's no money whatsoever. He has to beg for money. One or five. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Chanukah, Pasuk Pshat, you got a lot of candles. But Hidr Mitzvah, come on. Shirt off my back, tzedakah, one's enough. You look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, take a look, and he says that the Ani has to go ahead and light Neros. He has to sell the shirt of that, not just for the Ikur, but also for the Hidr. The Or Sameach is Medag is Diyuk in the Rambam, and therefore what do you see from the Rambam Shita? Is that the Hidr transforms the Ikur HaMitzvah, and therefore the Ikur HaMitzvah has to be done b'hidur, and therefore the Ani has to go ahead and not just one candle but all five candles. I saw yesterday one of my tavrusas, Alex Mel Shlita, the following very fascinating Shaila in Mishmeres HaChaim, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlita, who many of you saw last week, has the following issue, fine question. A katan shehigia l'chinuch, should he light Neros Chanukah in his house? Is a katan shehigia l'chinuch? Does he light Neros Chanukah in his house with his parents? Does he have an obligation to do so? So the Shulchan Aruch says, sure. Once he's gia l'chinuch, sorry. Shulchan Aruch says, no, he doesn't. You know why not? You know why not? Because the mitzvah of chinuch is what? Is on mitzvah, is not on hinder mitzvah. And therefore, his light is by definition going to be what? Hit or miss. However, the poskim writes, let's say you have a katan, a 12-year-old boy who's in yeshiva. He's living on his own without his parents. He's a very independent katan. He lives on his own. Should he light Neros Chanukah? The answer is yes. Because after all, he's going to be a gadol soon, mitzvah chinuch applies. How many candles does he light on the fifth night? Adam? I'm sorry. Adam? Adam. I did that before the other way. Yes? Why do you think one? Because what? Because the mitzvah chinuch is only on the ikar and not on the hidr. The post can write, he should light five. And the question is, if you tell me that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on hidr, so why is he lighting five, I'm only light one. So what's the answer? Is that Rav Goldberg? I heard you whispering. So what's the answer? The answer is that once he's chayving one, just like the Ani, once he's chayving one, the heater is built into the Ikra Mitzvah. So then the chinuch is not just the heater, it's a chinuch of mitzvah minah Mufar, and it's a built-in type of heater, therefore, he'll go ahead and light five. That would be consistent with what we're doing. There's a famous machlokas, Ramah and others. Do you go ahead, are you allowed to light miner l'ner? Are you allowed to light miner l'ner from one candle to the other? Let's say your shamash blew out, you lit two candles, you want to light from the second to the third. Can you light miner l'ner? The Ramah says it's awesome. Why? He lights from the first to the third. Why would that be Aser? Because you're lighting from the Iker to the Hidr. That's a Bizui HaMitzvah. The Shara Tshuva cites Poskim that say it's okay. Why would it be okay? Because once you assume the Hidr is what? It's built in, transforms, the Mitzvah transforms to a Mitzvah HaMufkar, then you can go ahead and light Miner L'ner. Can you make Rabbi Kidega Shaila? You're lighting candles. And in the middle of the lighting, you realize, holy smokes, I forgot to make a bracha. And you have two more light to light. You lit three, you have two more to light. You forgot to make a bracha. Make a bracha right now. After you already lit three. Brachas after you made what? Over last yasa. Can you light right now with before the fourth and fifth candle? Big machlokas pre-chadash and mikivei eidah. What's that machlokas all about? Can you make a bracha on a hidr mitzvah? The answer is Pashup Shat, Brach on Hebrew? Pashup Shat, no. But if you assume this heater is what? Is melded and built into the Ikra Mitzvah, then you can even make a Brach on the heater because this is part of the Iker HaMitzvah. Last point, and then we're done. Tonight, two candles. We're going to light two candles. Which of the two do you light first? Which of the two do you light first? You have... I need some volunteers. Happy pillow. I'm Raven. Come. Okay. Last night, Effie wasn't here. We had one candle. So we lit Ami Raven. Second night, we have two candles. Okay? Here's our lineup. Here's your mezuzah. Here's your mezuzah. Here's our candles. Who are we lighting first? Effie or Ami?
Ami.
It's a machlokes, as so many things are. The Vilna Gaon says, which one do you like first? You like Ami first. And the Shulchan Aruch passes, you like the new candle first. What's the argument of the Vilna Gaon? That you light Ami Raven first? Because what? What's Iker Mitzvah? The Iker Mitzvah is the first candle. What's the first candle? Is the one you lit last night, the rightmost candle, the candle close to the doorpost. That's the first mitzvah. You do that first, and then comes the heater. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can light Effi Pill first. Why? That's the heater. What's the answer? Because the heater gets melded in into the Iker HaMitzvah. And since it gets melded into the Iker HaMitzvah, this also has a status of Iker HaMitzvah, and therefore then the consideration of Shulchan Aruch to light in that fashion and always move in a certain direction kick in. But the Shulchan Aruch says since the Hidur is melded into the Iker HaMitzvah, there's nothing wrong, it's appropriate to light the new candle first, the Effi Pill candle. Of course, every night on this shiur, there's a lot to talk about. We could go on and on and on, but we're going to stop right here, and we're going to wish you all a wonderful afternoon.